I'm Sujeth, and this is my mom.
Hi, I'm Lata.
Call her Amma. And we'll start the interview. Tell me about the person with the greatest influence on your life.
My first grade teacher. I used to love her stories and I used to follow her.
What did she teach you?
She used to have some good stories about life and charity work and all those things.
How old were you?
I was in first grade, maybe 7, 6.
Did they affect who you are today?
Yeah.
How?
I always think of God before doing anything.
What were your most vivid childhood memories?
When my dog gave birth to 4 puppies.
Did you name the puppies?
No, we gave them away before they were named.
When was this?
When I was 13, 12, around that. I don't remember exactly.
What grade were you in?
6th grade.
Did you like going to school?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why did you like going to school?
I met my friends there, had fun.
Do you have any funny stories from school or your childhood?
Funny stories I can't recall.
Are there any specific memories you have?
Once I lost my earring, gold earring, and that was a habit. I constantly used to lose one earring. So after school, I used to go back and search, but I never found any.
What are some stories other people tell about you?
That I was studious.
You were studious when you were younger?
Yeah. I was in the top 5.
How has your role changed from when you were a kid to today?
Not much. I'm the same person. I didn't change that much.
How has your role in the community changed?
I don't know. Now I'm a caregiver. Now I'm trying to mold my kids how my teacher did to me.
How are you affected by the recent election?
In the beginning I was okay, but now I feel sad.
Why? Just because of what's happened, or?
No. I didn't like when he uploaded some videos against some Muslim kids. If he can do that, I'm sure he can do much worse.
Has this election?
I think he's going down the path.
Going down the path of what?
Path of destruction, destroying America.
Really?
Yeah. That's how I feel. I thought that was the breaking point when he forwarded some hate groups videos on Twitter.
Do you think this past year has changed your views on politics?
Yeah.
How?
I feel like politicians just do anything to get elected in the election.
Besides this year, how about like the past 10 years maybe? How has your political opinion changed?
I was happy with Obama and my older son, Shashank. He used to be grateful that he grew up in Obama's era, listening to his speeches. But I feel sad for you. There's nothing motivating.
When you were a kid, what did you accomplish that made you the proudest?
was topper in my class. And I used to go to church every Sunday, even though it wasn't my religion. And I used to do some charity work there. There used to be some people with leprosy and all. I used to help them.
Wait, people with what?
Leprosy, like it's kind of bacterial infection on the hands.
Oh.
So people treat them as untouchables. And also we used to have an auction. Like everyone used to bring their produce or whatever from their house. And it used to be auctioned off in the church. And that money used to go for the poor.
What was it like being a Hindu going to church?
I feel like the message is sent clearly in the church, whereas in a temple you go and listen to some Vedic mantras in a different language and you don't understand anything.
You celebrate both Christian and Hindu holidays?
I celebrate all the holidays.
What do you mean all the holidays?
Like, I'm happy. I don't consider myself as belonging to one religion. I feel like there's one God with different names. Christ, Allah, Ram, whatever. I think of him as one superpower.
What did your parents think about you going to church?
They were okay.
Did they go to church too?
Yeah, my mom used to come with me.
Does your family, do they practice Christianity a little?
No, but they like the teachings of Christ. And I like how they teach everything in the form of a story. I think I'm influenced because of the stories. I like their storytelling. They start with a story. Even now, you know, Nana, he listens to those things, right? So, on Sunday, what is his name? I forgot.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, Joel Osteen. He starts with a nice story and then he leads to the message. I feel like that's very powerful.
How do you think religion has played a role in your life?
I feel like I'm a better human being because of that. Because of the sense of what is right, what is wrong, I was taught early on. I have empathy. I think it's because of the religion, religious teachings.
In the future,
I'm not scared of going to hell or that, but I'm influenced by the teachings.
So you're saying you practice religion not because of fear, but because of what? Faith?
Yeah. No, not because I know what is right and what is wrong.
And you know this because
I don't do things just because it's a superstition. Oh, you have to do this way, you have to fast this way. I don't follow all those things. I feel like it should be in your heart.
In the future, how would you like...
I am my own judge. Yeah.
How would you like people to remember you?
As a caring person.
Nothing else?
What do you think of me? How are you going to remember me?
Do you want people to remember any like specific things about you or what you've done or anything like that?
Not much.
What about your college life? What was that like?
It was good. I 11th and 12th grade I went to a girls' college.
Only
and
girls?
It's yeah, only girls. You don't see any boys. That was kind of hard. Life is so boring there. And then engineering, it was regular college.
What about when you moved to America? What was the transition between the two countries?
Oh, in the beginning, I used to see these tomatoes and onions as this huge, and it was like, wow. But once I started eating, there's no taste in any of the vegetables.
Did you miss India?
Yeah. Whenever I go back to India, I like to taste the vegetables because you don't get that taste here. Unless I go and pick some vegetables from the farm, I don't get the taste in the vegetables I buy in the store. Even chicken, everything tastes better. Used to. Now even India changed a lot. It has become industrialized too. They grow with fertilizers there too.
Do you think
It's
it's just
scary to eat there now. You don't know what kind of pesticides they use because there's no regulation there right now. It became worse since I left India.
you think it's more so because of the nostalgia or because of or just because of the chemicals?
I don't know,
Like
chemicals.
you have a connection to home with your food?
I don't think so. Even here, when we go to the farm, I find it like India. Because there, from farm to home is like within 1 to 2 days. Here, they grow in California, Florida, and by the time it comes to us, it takes like 7 to 10 days, and it does, they don't taste that good.
Tell me about your parents.
My dad is a farmer. My mom is a housewife.
What was your home life like?
We are three siblings, and my cousin used to stay with us. She didn't have her dad, so she used to stay with us. And me and my cousin are like 1 year apart, so we used to be like close.
And to end off, what's one lesson that you always like to keep with you?
Not to hurt anyone by words.
Okay, thank you.